This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, a project of Maimon Elbaz's Torah shows. And we try to use pictures and cartoons to illustrate mitzvos and mishnayos. Today we're dedicating number 769 in our series in honor of the Tana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose mere name elevates us and brings us to higher levels of Kedusha. I thank my sponsor, Chaim Lax, for dedicating the Mishnah in memory of Shendel Basmamo Frimid and Kalman Ben Chaim of blessed memory. The Mishnah today is in Seder Kadshi, Mesachta Menachos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes, and the talk is about the Temple of Chanyo, the Beis Chanyo, which was a Jewish temple located in Egypt, and we're going to see some laws regarding that. Chanyo was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, who was one of the last Kohanim Gedolim, one of the greatest people in Jewish history. It's shocking that when he died, he had two sons. One was Shimi and one was Chanyo. And there was a question, who should be the next Kohen Gadol? And these boys were nowhere near the level of their father. Their father was much holier, much greater. And somehow there was jealousy between them. And it led to Chanyo running away from Yerushalayim and making his own fake temple in Egypt. Unbelievable story. Here is a picture of Alexandria, Egypt. You can see this palace over here. I don't think that was Beis Chanyo, but it was in that region in Mitzrayim. I believe that's in Alexandria of Egypt, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so what was the story between these two brothers? Well, it's a strange story. It's even a crazy story. But just to show you where Alexandria is, it's in the northern part of Egypt, I guess, pretty close to Israel. And the story was like this. According to Rabbi Meir, when Shimon HaTzadik was dying, he said his son Chanyo, his younger son, should take over. So Shimi, the older son, got so jealous. He's like, what? My younger son's going to take over for me? He wasn't like Aaron, HaKohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu, that Aaron was very happy that Moshe would take over, even though he was younger than him. And Shimi did a very big shtick. He told his brother, okay, on the day that you become Kohen Gadol, the first day, you don't have to, you know, just have the Kohen Gadol's uniform, that beautiful, magnificent uniform. You should also wear like a leather blouse from your wife and like a belt. Now, really, this was just to make silliness. And then when the Kohanim would say, what's going on here? Are you making a joke? So Shimi went and lied to the other Kohanim. And he said, oh, he told his wife that he loves her so much that even on his opening day at the ceremony, he's going to wear something of her garments, her blouse and her belt. Now, really, a Jewish man is not allowed to wear a woman's clothing. So right away, it's hard to believe that Chanyo was so gullible and naive to believe his brother. When the Kehanim heard this, they said, get out of here! What is this guy? He's trying to make a joke of the Beis HaMikdash. They're ready to kill him. You don't make a joke of the Avoda. So he ran away, and he went to Alexandria, Egypt, and he made his own temple. And most believe it was for Hashem, for Goyim to bring Karbanos to Hashem. It's a weird story. Rabbi Yehuda has the story a little different. He says that really, when Shimon HaTzadik told Chanyo, the younger son, that you should take over for me, Chanyo told his older brother that, no, you're better than me, you take it over. But then Chanyo got jealous of Shimi, so he told Shimi the trick, that the shtick, that, oh, on opening day, why don't you wear your wife's clothes to add to the excitement of the day? So when the Kehanim saw this, he says, what are you doing? Are you crazy? So he says, no, what do you mean? My brother Chanyo told me to do this. So then they started chasing Chanyo, and that's when he went and opened up a new temple outside of Yerushalayim. Now, you have to know that you're not allowed to bring a karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that Chanya was making a temple in Egypt is a very bizarre thing. How in the world is it? So if you're going to say he was doing it for Goyim, Goyim are allowed. As a matter of fact, if a guy wants right now to build an altar in his backyard and sacrifice an animal for Hashem, he's allowed. That's one thing a guy can really, a mitzvah that a guy can technically do that we can't. I think they say a story about a certain guy that was becoming a ger, and he said there's one thing he wants to do before he becomes a Jew. He wants to bring a carbon to Hashem, because he knows once he becomes a Jew, you're not allowed to just bring a carbon to Hashem in your backyard today. But there was a big yitzhar. Jews used to do that a lot. Maybe it was their way of trying to connect to Hashem, but really it was wrong. So anyway, here is a building that is in Alexandria, Egypt. This is probably near where that was, in Beis Chanyo. And look how beautiful is the water over here by Egypt. Wow, what a picture. Okay, so we are moving on. And we have over here, believe it or not, excuse me, this is a remnant. This is part of the original Beis Chanyo. I believe this is part of it. Okay, so that is the story. And now the Mishnah starts like this. Please, no noise with the banging. Okay? I will announce the winner of the $1.25 spending money at the canteen for a boy paying attention the best. So we're talking now about a man who was not so educated. And he made an announcement, a declaration. And this is what he said. Hare alai ola. I want to bring an equipment ola. So now, he yakivena b'mikdash. The halacha is he should bring it in the base of mikdash. We're talking about in the olden days. Says the Mishnah, if this guy went and brought the animal as a korban in the base chanyo, which was Shimon HaTzadik's son, Chanyo's temple in Alexandria, Egypt, he does not fulfill the mitzvah, because I told you, you're not allowed to bring outside the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does, by the way, it's Chayiv Misa, it's Chayiv Karis. Someone who's Chayiv Karis gets cut off from living long and cut off in the next world. It's a big sin. Why would he want to do such a thing? Okay, because he's crazy. Now, so he says, let's see, he says he wants to bring a Karban Shakrivena Beveis Chanyo. He announces he wants to bring a sacrifice to Hashem, but he wants to bring it in the Beis Chanyo. Says the Mishnah, Yakrivena b'mikdash. He should bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Beis Chanyo. Now, says the Mishnah, V'im hikriva b'beis Chanyo yatza. If he brought it in the house of Chanyo, since that's what he said he wanted to do, he would be yatza bringing the carbon, but like I said, he would be chayiv misa, because you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So why would he want to do this? I don't know. Rabbi Shimon Omer Enzo Ola. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no such thing. You can't bring a carbon Ola in the Beis Chanyo, so there's no such thing as making such a pledge. Okay, now we're going to talk about a Nazir. Nazir is a Jewish man. Please, everybody, sit straight, no heads down. Some boys whose heads are down, maybe you're going to sleep too late at night. Turn off your machines and realize you have a day of Avodas Hashem the next day. You can't afford to sleep. Now, a Nazir is someone who doesn't cut his hair, he doesn't touch a dead body, he doesn't drink wine or eat grapes. He basically lives on a more spiritual level. He's not going to any bars to get drunk. So says the Mishnah, Harini Nazir. If a guy says he wants to become a Nazir, so the law is Yigalach b'mikdash. When he's done with his 30-day period of being a Nazirite, he's supposed to get a haircut in the Beis HaMikdash. V'imgilach b'veit chanyo lo yatza. If he got his haircut in the Egyptian temple of Chanyo, he's not Yotze, he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah of bringing the carbon with the hair. But let's say he says, Shagalach beveis Chanyo. He says he wants to get his haircut in the house of Chanyo. Yigalach beMikdash. He should really go to the Beis HaMikdash. Vimgilach beveis Chanyo Yatza. According to the Tanakama, if he goes to the Beis Chanyo and gets his haircut, it's okay to be Shimon Omer Einzer Nazir. Shimon says there's no such thing as doing that. The other thing is being a Nazir who's going to cut his hair outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So now, some say that this Beis Chanyo was used for Goyim to bring Karbanos to Hashem because they're allowed. And why did Chanyo feel that that was his mission? I don't know. Maybe he cared about Goyim. Others say that it was actually used for Avodah Zarah. which is hard to believe because here he was the son of the great Shimon HaTzadik. How could he stoop so low? Okay, says the Mishnah. HaKohanim sheshimshu bebeis chanyo lo yishamshu bemikdash b'Yerushalayim. If there was a Kohen that said he did the service in the Beis Chanyo, he's not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So that Kohen becomes disqualified. V'ein tzach lomar l'davar acher. Says the Mishnah, if this Kohen did Avodah Zarah, if he bowed down to an idol, he also should not be used to do that vote on the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, because it says in Malachim Beis, Parach of Gimel, Ach lo ya'alu kohani habamos al mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim kim achlu matzos b'tzechachem. Says that the kohanim that brought sacrifices for bamos, for Avodah Zarah, they should not bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Only if they were religious kohanim should they do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Hareim kebali mumin, they're considered like kohanim that have a blemish, that can't do the avoda, cholkim v'ochlim, but they could eat from the karbonis. Avalom akrivim, but they're not allowed to be the ones to sacrifice the karbonis. So since everyone was sitting so super special, and everyone was listening, even the boys whose heads were down, I'm sure they were listening. So the closest one to this number, please raise your hand. 399. 399. Closest one gets it. I got a 382.
0752-8312.
I just need the last numbers.
399.
312. Aviel is the closest. He's 382. Is anyone closer than Aviel? That is closer. That's 8 away.
407.
You're 407. You're 8 away. He is, no, you're 387. You're 12 away. He's 8 away. Okay, so we might have a winner. $3.99. Okay, Noach Aryeh Zvi Zicherman is the winner. He is the closest. Okay, boys, keep learning Mishnayos. It's very good for your neshama. And you should be G'dayli Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.